You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced its intention to review tenancy laws in New Zealand and is asking the public for feedback on the proposals. One third of New Zealanders are now renting, and Minister for Housing and Urban Development Phil Twyford says long-term renting is becoming a reality for more and more New Zealanders, including many children. According to 2015 figures, the average length tenants occupy a dwelling for is 2 years, which means renters are often on the move. As the Kiwi dream of owning a house quickly becomes an unreachable fantasy, Twyford believes that current rules, gathered under the Residential Tenancy Act of 1986, are outdated and not fit for the current situation. So which changes does the government believe should be implemented? Well, first off, the proposal looks into the security of tenancy for renters. In this regard, the government is offering a few alterations. As promised during the election campaign last year, the termination of a tenancy without a cause would be abolished. These are currently possible as long as the landlord gives the tenant a 90-day notice. Speaking of notices, the 90-day would become the new norm for every situation. At the moment, the landlord can give a 42-day notice in a couple of situations, like when the landlord wants the house to become their or their family's principal residence, when the rental is being used for employees of the landlord, or when the property is being sold and occupied. The government is also looking into limiting rent increases to only once a year instead of the current 6 months. Changes to fixed-term agreements could also be implemented for extra security. Phil Twyford has mentioned looking into legislation outside of New Zealand for examples. Here's one. In France, where I'm from, tenancy agreements are automatically of 3 years for unfurnished houses and 1 year for furnished homes. Advocacy group Renters United says fixed-term contracts create a lot of insecurity for tenants and wishes to see it become rarer. It seems either long-term fixed-term agreements or no-term agreements could help tenants feel more at home and therefore more likely to look after the property. One thing that is often mentioned by former landlords is how many properties are being destroyed by renters who don't care about the state of a home, which in the end isn't theirs. Something else the government could look into is rent bidding. Basically, the practice of asking potential tenants how much they are willing to pay for renting a property and offering it to the highest bidder. It's pretty easy to understand why such a practice would drive prices up. The housing market is already competitive, rentals are scarce and generally already overpriced. Leaving rent bidding unregulated is just making matters worse. The proposals are generally welcomed by advocacy groups, although they believe it is not enough. For instance, Child Poverty Action Group would like a 3-year minimum fixed-term contract to be the norm, as well as the creation of a rental warrant of fitness. The proposals are generally welcomed by advocacy group, although they believe it is not enough. For instance, Child Poverty Action Group would like a 3-year minimum fixed-term contract to be the norm, as well as the creation of a rental warrant of fitness to ensure the rent isn't increased for fixing things related to heat, dryness, or safety. Auckland Action Against Poverty pushes further by asking for rent increases to align with inflation and for rental price control to be included in the law review. Unsurprisingly, groups like the Property Investors Foundation claim these changes, if implemented, will automatically drive rents up, especially when combined with the repeal of letting fees, which is currently looked at in Select Committee, and the regulations around drier, warmer, and safer homes coming into effect in July next year. The National Party is also speaking against these proposals, with party leader Simon Bridges saying these well-meaning regulations would only end up impacting tenants even more, and that by trying to be kind, the government is actually being cruel. National's housing spokesperson Judith Collins believes that limiting rent increases to once a year will only lead up to higher increases. Of course, if you believe owning properties and renting them is a business like any other, you will agree with these statements. In a capitalist, neoliberal world, no one enters the market to be a charity. Renting a house is not offering a service, you're doing it for profit. Therefore, if your expenses go up, your profits go down. To prevent that from happening, all you have to do is raise your prices and your margin will remain the same. Now, I believe, and the government seems to believe that as well to a certain extent, that renting properties should not be considered a business like any other and that the right to a warm, dry, safe and secure home is a human right. Therefore, you are providing a much needed service that needs to be regulated. Whether you share this belief or not, bear in mind that consultation runs for 8 weeks and closes at 5 p.m. on Sunday, the 21st of October 2018. Of course, everyone is welcome to share their minds, whether homeless or big-time property speculator.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.